This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Vulture. Optimized cloud compute plans have landed at Vulture to deliver lightning-fast processing power courtesy of third-gen AMD EPYC processors without the I/O or hardware limitations of a traditional multi-tenant cloud server. Starting at just $28 a month, users can deploy general-purpose, CPU, memory, or storage-optimized cloud instances in more than 20 locations across 5 continents. Without looking, I know that once again Antarctica has gotten the short end of the stick. Launch your Vulture optimized compute instance in 60 seconds or less on your choice of included operating systems, or bring your own. It's time to ditch convoluted and unpredictable giant tech company billing practices and say goodbye to noisy neighbors and egregious egress forever. Vulture delivers the power of the cloud with none of the bloat. Screaming in the Cloud listeners can try Vulture for free today with $150 in credit when they visit getvulture.com/morning. That's getvulture.com/morning. My thanks to them for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast.
I was recently reminded of a bizarre story a friend once told me about a very strange man he encountered at a wedding reception. Apropos of absolutely nothing, the man stomped on the floor and proclaimed that they don't make floors like this in China. He went on to introduce himself to the guests. "Call me Suitcase," he said. It turned out that Uncle Suitcase had lived in China for years as a traveling salesman who lived out of his suitcase, which gave rise to the odd nickname. As the conversation continued, it turned out that Uncle Suitcase hadn't lived in China. He'd simply visited it for a few months. Well, really, he'd visited it for a week. Okay, well, he'd never been to China at all, but he'd heard good things. And over the course of the evening, people were taken by Uncle Suitcase's evolving story to the point that he was the person that everyone was talking about. My friend realized that every wedding has an Uncle Suitcase, and this got me thinking, of course, about AWS services. If all of the AWS services were guests at a wedding, you could expect a lot of interesting family dynamics. Aunt Lambda would disappear midway through a conversation with you. Cousin DynamoDB would talk smack about the other wedding she'd attended. EC2 would get drunk and boast about how he paid for all of this. And the Uncle Suitcase of the AWS wedding guests would almost certainly be cognito. "They don't make floors like this in China" becomes "I provide simple and secure user sign-ups, sign-in, and access control at the AWS wedding." Because sure, it sounds reasonable, and the conversation would no doubt be engaging, but soon the cracks would start to show. The difference between user pools and identity pools quickly shows itself to be so vast that you realize Cognito is really talking about two different services. Uncle Suitcase has never actually been to China. Similarly, once you spin up Cognito, you're locked to Cognito in the region you selected, full stop. There's no multi-region here. And migrations? Well, what is the deal with Uncle Suitcase is what guests ask one another at normal weddings. At the AWS wedding, they're instead wondering why migrating from Cognito to anything else requires that all of your users reset their passwords.
DoorDash had a problem. As their cloud-native environment scaled and developers delivered new features, their monitoring system kept breaking down. In an organization where data is used to make better decisions about technology and about the business, losing observability means the entire company loses their competitive edge. With Chronosphere, DoorDash is no longer losing visibility into their application suite. The key? Chronosphere is an open-source compatible, scalable, and reliable observability solution that gives the observability lead at DoorDash Business confidence and peace of mind.
Read the full success story at snark.cloud/chronosphere. That's snark.cloud/chronosphere.
There's no possible way I can force all my users to change their credentials without it looking like we've suffered a data breach we aren't disclosing, grouses the bride's college roommate. The other bride's aunt nods emphatically. There's no good story around customizing the login flow for UX purposes. Even the customization opportunities are limited to AWS's imagined use cases. The crowd agrees and starts to pile on when Uncle Suitcase, Cognito, comes back from the bathroom.
Did you know that the first 50,000 users are completely free? Asked Cognito, apparently unaware of exactly how transparent the lock-in setup he's spinning really is. Auth0 and FusionAuth offer way less than that, he exclaims, completely unaware that he'd just helped his audience out by highlighting two very competent alternatives to his increasingly intoxicated self. Go home, Cognito. You're drunk, you tell him as AWS SSO carefully takes his car keys and calls Cognito a ride. You'd love to just blame it on the alcohol, but Cognito's boasts and exaggerations were just as ludicrous at the beginning of the night as they are now. At this point, the only thing left to do is take him off the guest list for the next AWS wedding, leaving Cognito to make up new wild tales at home alone or wherever the hell it is that he came from. Amazon Cognito boasts about all that it can accomplish without the substance to back up its claims, until AWS can deliver on Cognito's assertion that it's a simple, functional sign-in service, it's doomed to be the Uncle Suitcase of AWS services. After all, if you're at a wedding and you don't know who Uncle Suitcase is, the right answer is almost certainly you.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.